Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraging your walk of faith, encouraging the process of there, encouraging how God will allow your life to be a light of hope to someone else, that as you trust him, as you believe him, as you walk and depend on him, you will see God move in your life and do miraculous things through his word, his power, and his truth. This there place is the place of an Abraham walk. It is that place that God told Abraham to go there. And once he got there, he would let him know. It was also the building of his faith to see what he saw in the spirit realm concerning Jesus Christ and know that what God promised was going to be fulfilled through the generations of his lineage, and not only his lineage, but the world. So we know that Abraham walked for us, that once we've received Jesus Christ, we are building our faith, our most holy faith, and we are allowing God to stretch us and to take us into areas where we believe for the impossible, where we see it in the spirit, grab it, and pull it out from eternity into time by our faith. We command that thing that be not and command it to be as if it's already here, already manifested. So that Abraham walk is that walk where we allow God to stretch us. Galatians 3 lets us understand that if we have the faith of Abraham, then we are the children of God and we receive the promises of God. We receive it because we're receiving Jesus Christ and everything that he's spoken. We've been in the book of Proverbs, going back to that book again so that we can be skilled. My tongue is tied. We can be skilled and know how to act in every situation. We have not always known how to act, not always known what to do in every situation, but as we grab Proverbs, we grab that wisdom, we become skilled in how to act and solve every problem because it is not our wisdom, it's God's wisdom moving and activated in our lives so that we will know how to act and represent him well and get the wisdom of him to solve problems, to help someone else, to be able to maneuver, to be able to even to how to handle situations that occur to our life, in our life, with wisdom, relationships, situations on the job, things in ministry, things that we face personally. We'll have the word of God there to empower us, to guide us, to give us the wisdom so that we can succeed and know how to produce the wisdom that makes God and us look so awesomely good because they'll know it was the hand of God that did it and not us. So we're going back there today, and today we're going to talk about wisdom beginning, first of all, with God and acknowledging God. In Proverbs 9 and the 9th chapter and the 10th verse says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days, it's talking about wisdom, will be multiplied, and your years of life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself, and if you scoff, you will bear it alone." And this is wisdom talking. This is God's wisdom talking here, telling us that, you know, what happens when we begin to fear the Lord. And this is the fear of the Lord is the this holy reverence of God. And it's how we approach God. It's the way that we approach God, that we don't approach God any kind of way, any kind of how, that we don't approach God with any kind of mindset. But there is a fear and a reverence in saying, "God, teach me how to approach you. Teach me what it is that you're requiring of me when I approach you. I want to approach you the right way, that I can get every blessing, every benefit, every knowledge that I need from you, every wisdom that I need from you. Show me how to approach you." Because there are times that God, when we look in the Bible and we see that God didn't allow Israel to always approach him the same way. There were times that he required something different and the approach was different. But the reverence was there, that the reverence of fear and awe, of respect for God was there, even in their approach. And they knew that as they approached God and they did it the way that he said, he would give them whatever it was that they needed and more. So we need to be asking God, show me how to approach you every single day. Tell me what you want from me. Tell me how you want me to enter in, how you want me to touch you today. Do you want just worship? Do you want me to reverence you, bow before you? Do you want me to sing praises to you? Do you want me to tell you who you are? How do you want me to approach you today? What way do you want me to approach you? Do you want me to be still and silent in your presence? How do you want me to approach you today? And as I listen to you and hear the Holy Spirit tell me how to approach you, give me everything that I need. Give me everything that I desire and need for to function and to receive the life that you want me to live and have every single day. Because as I approach you, you will not deny me. You will give me what I have need of because I'm approaching you in a holy, fearful way. I'm acknowledging you as God. I'm putting you first. And I'm allowing the Holy One to be the Lord of my life. I'm going into the most holy place with fear and reverence. I'm going there recognizing who you are. And you alone are worthy of praise. And I feel when I go in, I'm going to feel the effectiveness of your wisdom. And that's going to give me direction for my life. That's going to give me what I need for my life. And that's what you want. You want God's direction of wisdom for your life when you approach him, when you come in. And I love that because you're opening yourself up for God to do something more than just show up and not speak or give you what you need. You're saying, I'm pulling on you for more. Where I'm at in my life and what I'm facing in my life and what I'm going through, I need your wisdom. I need your direction. I need your guidance. I need you to talk to me distinctively and precisely, that a clear understanding will be given, that the clear direction will be given, that precise move is done, and that I'm not lagging behind or wandering around or not getting all that you want to get released to me. I'm commanding that you give me what I need because I'm asking you to tell me how to approach you with fear and reverence today. Tell me what you need from me today and I'll give it. I'll offer it out of love, out of surrender unto you, out of reverence unto you, God. I'll give it to you and we will get what we need. I love what the Message Bible says about that same scripture because it lets me understand and lets us understand exactly what God it's saying to us, because everybody doesn't want wisdom and everybody does not ask for wisdom and they think they're wise in their own way, in their own self. And they're finding out later on that what they thought they were wise in was folly. What they thought they was wise in was not wisdom. It was something that led them and it was temporary satisfaction, but at the end it was empty. So we don't need earthly wisdom. We need a godly wisdom that shows us how to win, how to maneuver, that gives us strategies and instructions that causes the direction of our aim to be precise, that causes what we do to be exact and brings a swift, immediate victory to us. That same chapter read out of the Message Bible says this, but I want to go up just a little bit further and I want to talk about what it says. And with the ninth verse, it talks about the instruction of the wise and that they will become wiser. That the teaching of the righteous, they're going to be adding to their knowledge, their learning, their understanding. And that's because our approach is we want God. Show me how to approach you, God. It says skilled living gives the start. Skilled living gets its start in the fear of God. Insight into life from knowledge, from knowing the Holy One. It's through me, this is talking about Lady Wisdom, that your life deepens and the years of your life ripen. Live wisely and wisdom will permeate your life. Mock life and life will mock you. That's not the testimony we want. When we go up a little further, it says, don't waste your time on the scoffers. All you'll get for your pain is abuse. That means there are people who scoff at God's wisdom or scoff at God's way or don't want it or say they don't need it and they have it all figured out. But when we approach God the right way, we want the wisdom that he gives because he knows our future and he knows where we're going and he knows that every single day we need direction to win, to conquer, and to overcome life, ourselves, the problems that we face in society, and the enemy. So as we allow God's wisdom, God's anointing, God's guidance to be there with his word, we're asking for the endowment of him in every area of our lives so that we can come out well, that we can come out and life does not mock us. But it says, if you correct those who care about life, that's different. They'll love you for it. Save your breath for the wise. They'll become wiser for it. Tell good people what you know, and they'll profit from it. And that's when it goes into skilled living, gets fear of God. How do I approach you today? What do you want from me today? Let me give it to you because I love you, and I fear you, and I reverence you, God. Let me give you what you want, because when I approach you that way, I'm going to get the insight for life. You're going to allow me to have wisdom that deepens my walk, that deepens my life, that takes me further, that takes me more into something. You're going to give me what causes my life to be ripe, what causes me to live wisdom wisely, that causes my life not to be mocked. That's what we want. That's what we need. That's what we're asking when we're saying, Lord, I understand that I can find wisdom in everything else, but I'm not looking for it in everything else. I'm looking for it from you. And if I get it from you, I gain everything that I need, because your wisdom leads me always in the place of blessings, of life. It leads me always in the place where I get what I need. I'm satisfied. And that's what we want. All those who know the Lord's mercy will be able to count on that mercy for help in the time of trouble when they need it. And they will know that God will not forsake them, that they trust in him. And because they trust in him, he's going to give them what they need. He's going to allow their life to be a praise unto him. He's going to allow their deeds not to be forgettable, because they're going to look like his deeds, because it's wrapped in his wisdom. It's wrapped in him. It's wrapped in his word. It's wrapped in him. And as we allow him to do that, we come out on top. We come out looking good. We come out looking blessed. We come out having our lives basically filled with wisdom that takes us through the courses and the seasons, and makes every season produce what we need. Makes every season, whether it's a winter season, a spring season, a fall season, a summer season in our life, whatever it is, it makes us produce something, because despite what we're going through, the wisdom of God causes our life to be better, causes our life to produce him. And that's what you want. You want that wisdom, that because I put God first and I reverence him and I'm saying, how do I approach you? And in my approach, give me your wisdom. Because as you give me your wisdom on how to live and how to do better in life and how to do it the way that you want, I'm going to succeed. I pray that this is blessing you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. This is a holiday season. We're getting Thanksgiving. And I want each and every one of you to be that God has done and is doing in your life. And I pray that you be able to share your thankfulness with someone else. Let someone else know in word, thought, action, or deed that God lives and you're thankful that he's in your life and that he's made ways for you and he's protected you and he's kept you and he's been good to you and that he saved you when no one else could. I pray that this Thanksgiving season will be a blessed Thanksgiving season, and that you will be thankful for the small and the great things that God has done and the things that God is giving and where God is taking you, because it's really good, it's bright, and it's better, because all you do is win. We win in Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors. We're super conquerors in him. Have a blessed week, a blessed Thanksgiving, a blessed day. And we'll be back again to give you more empowerment. God bless you.